This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Delegates at the UN's COP27 climate summit in Egypt agreed on Sunday to discuss whether rich nations should compensate poor countries most vulnerable to climate change for their suffering.
This creates, for the first time, an institutionally stable space on the formal agenda of the COP and the Paris Agreement to discuss the pressing issue of funding arrangements needed to deal with existing gaps in responding to loss and damage.
That's COP27 President Sameh Shoukry at the opening session. A plane has crashed into Lake Victoria on approach to an airport in Tanzania. The country's prime minister says 19 people have died in the crash, raising the number of dead. Local authorities said most on board were rescued and taken to a hospital. Five members of a Venezuelan military died Sunday when their plane crashed during a training mission, authorities in the South American country said. The aircraft fell to the ground 3 kilometers, that's 1.9 miles, from the José Antonio Páez Air Base in Venezuela's southern Amazonas state, according to the defense minister in a statement. Amazonas governor said the plane belonged to a Bolivian aviation group that assists indigenous communities in the state's dense jungle. First responders and opposition monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 10 people and wounding dozens. Sunday shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. voters head to the polls Tuesday, and in addition to congressional changes, many states will be seeing new leaders at their state capitals as well. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
While Democrats currently hold the slimmest of leads in the Senate, Florida's Rick Scott, who heads the Republican Senate campaign arm, is confident of a GOP takeover.
We have great candidates. People are showing up to vote. There's no energy on the Democrat side.
To the House and Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who heads the Democrats' House campaign arm.
Because our candidates have real plans, they're going to do better than people think on Tuesday night.
Maloney also said that while his party is not perfect, they are responsible adults who believe in democracy. Both Maloney and Scott appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Shelley Adler.
The vast majority of Iran's 290 lawmakers on Sunday demanded that the judiciary apply, quote, an eye for an eye, end quote, retributive justice when dealing with enemies of God in the strife-torn country. The declaration, approved by 227 parliamentarians, comes as protests following the death of Mahsa Amini have entered an eighth week. The 22-year-old woman died in custody following her arrest by Tehran's Morality Police for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. Iranian authorities described the protests as riots. Earlier Sunday, state media and the Revolutionary Guards said 4 Iranian police officers and 1, quote, terrorist had been killed in separate incidents. Italy on Sunday took in families with babies and vulnerable migrants rescued in the Mediterranean as charities slammed Rome's decision to order the others back into international waters. As humanitarian vessels waited in the port of Catania to disembark those saved, a migrant rescue hotline said some 500 others had run into difficulty on the perilous Mediterranean crossing. A marathon returns in Beijing as Chinese authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy, but public outrage continues over strict virus lockdown rules. Thousands of marathon runners took to the streets of the Chinese capital as authorities try to restore a sense of normalcy, but public frustration rises as strict lockdown rules have seen many tragic cases of people continuously denied timely care for non-COVID-related medical emergencies. In the latest case, property management and community staff are being investigated for not acting quickly enough to prevent the death of a 55-year-old woman with suicidal tendencies. According to the report, she fell from a 12th-floor apartment after her building was barricaded.